Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
To throw down the gauntlet is a vestige from the days of chivalry, when a challenge to combat was issued by throwing one's heavy armored glove, in French, gantelet, at the feet of an opponent. So what was this challenge? Listen. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Job 1:8. Does this give us insight into the Lord Jesus teaching his disciples to pray? Quote, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Matthew 6:13. There is a timing to testing. And obviously the Lord thought Job was ready for this. Yes, it is his kingdom that determines the procedure, his power that sustains us through the process, and the unveiling of his glorious character that reveals the purpose. Now, Satan's response is also a question. Quote, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Job 1:9. He is asking if righteousness is its own reward, a question virtually unheard of in the ancient world. Still, much of humanity considers the world to be controlled by fickle, impersonal forces, personified by petulant gods and goddesses warring among themselves. It was all about keeping these gods happy, or retribution would ensue. If the gods were pleased, hopefully prosperity would result. Thus the question, Job isn't loyal to you for no reason, is he? As with pagan idolatry, he worships you for the benefits he receives. Take those away, and poof, goes his loyalty to you. To which God replies, quote, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." Verse 12. We can't miss the application, can we? Am I good for nothing? Or a friend for a price? If I lost all that I have, would my loyalty to the Lord survive the catastrophe intact?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.